DeSoto's company was too small to be an effective biological weapon. Sicknesses like measles and smallpox would have burned through his 600 men long before they reached the Mississippi, but that would not have been true for his pigs. Pigs were as essential to the conquistadors as horses. Spanish armies traveled in a porcine cloud. Drawn by the supper trough, the lean, hungry animals circled the troops like darting dogs. Neither species regarded the arrangement as novel. They had lived together in Europe for millennia. When humans and domesticated animals share quarters, they are constantly exposed to each other's microbes. Over time, mutation lets animal diseases jump to people. Avian influenza becomes human influenza. Bovine rinderpest becomes human measles. Horsepox becomes human smallpox. Unlike Europeans, Indians did not live in constant contact with many animals. They domesticated only the dog, the turkey in Mesoamerica, and the llama, the alpaca, the Muscovy duck, and the guinea pig in the Andes. In some ways, this is not surprising. The New World had fewer animal candidates for taming than the Old. Moreover, few Indians carry the gene that permits adults to digest lactose, a form of sugar abundant in milk. Non-milk drinkers, one imagines, would be less likely to work at domesticating milk-giving animals. But this is guesswork. The fact is that what scientists call zoonotic disease was little known in the Americas. By contrast, swine, mainstays of European agriculture, transmit anthrax, brucellosis, leptospirosis, trichinosis, and tuberculosis. Pigs breed exuberantly and can pass diseases to deer and turkeys, which then can infect people. Only a few of DeSoto's pigs would have had to wander off to contaminate the forest. The calamity wrought by the DeSoto expedition, Ramanowski and Galloway argued, extended across the whole southeast. The societies of the Caddo on the Texas-Arkansas border and the Coosa in western Georgia both disintegrated soon after. The Caddo had a taste for monumental architecture, public plazas, ceremonial platforms, mausoleums. After DeSoto's army left, the Caddo stopped erecting community centers and began digging community cemeteries. Between the visits of DeSoto and LaSalle, according to Timothy K. Pertola, an archaeological consultant in Austin, Texas, the Caddoan population fell from about 200,000 to about 8,500, a drop of nearly 96%. In the 18th century, the tally shrank further to 1,400. An equivalent loss today would reduce the population of New York City to 56,000, not enough to fill Yankee Stadium. That's one reason whites think of Indians as nomadic hunters, Russell Thornton, an anthropologist at the University of California at Los Angeles, said to me. Everything else, all the heavily populated urbanized societies, was wiped out. Could a few pigs truly wreak this much destruction? Such apocalyptic scenarios have invited skepticism since Henry Dobbins first drew them to wide attention. After all, no eyewitness accounts exist of the devastation. None of the peoples in the Southeast had any form of writing known today. Spanish and French narratives cannot be taken at face value, and in any case, say nothing substantial about disease. The belief that epidemics swept through the Southeast comes less from European accounts of the region than from the disparities among those accounts. Although the archaeological record is suggestive, it is also frustratingly incomplete. Soon after the Spaniards visited, mass graves became more common in the Southeast, but there is yet no solid proof that a single Indian in them died of a pig-transmitted disease.